proclaim the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions.
This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, presenting another radio Bible program. We continue with our series about the fatherhood of God, looking how God acts as a father and that he disciplines his children. The term discipline is frequently misunderstood. It is not necessarily an element of harshness in the procedure. Discipline actually refers to training designed to get an individual to adopt or adhere to a specified code of behavior. Discipline can fall into one of three categories: preventive discipline, supportive discipline, and corrective discipline. Preventive discipline seeks to inhibit potentially destructive conduct by laying down the guidelines for appropriate behavior and explaining the consequences which would ensue from violating those rules. This is what Moses did in the 6th chapter of the book of Deuteronomy, when he told the Israelites, quote, "These words which I command thee this day shall be in thine heart, and thou shalt teach them diligently unto thy children, and shalt talk of them when thou sittest in thy house, and when thou walkest by the way, and when thou liest down, and when thou risest up," unquote. Supportive discipline provides wrongdoers an option for self-correction before they receive any punishment. According to Leviticus 26, God told the Israelites that, quote, "If ye will not be reformed by me in these things, but will walk contrary to me, then will I also walk contrary unto you, and will punish you yet 7 times for your sins," unquote. Corrective discipline results after an offender violates a portion of a moral code. For example, the writer of 2 Kings chapter 17 noted how, quote, "The Lord was very angry with Israel and removed them out of his sight," unquote. God follows a similar pattern when he disciplines Christians. He trains them to conduct themselves righteously. When they begin to stray, he warns them about the consequences of that disobedience. When believers actually embrace unrighteousness as a way of life, though, God chastises them as a means of bringing them to repentance. Biblical doctrine serves as the foundation of God's training program. Paul exhorted Timothy in 1 Timothy chapter 4 to, quote, "Give attendance to reading, to exhortation, to doctrine," unquote. According to Titus chapter 2, Paul instructed that young pastor to, quote, "Speak thou the things which become sound doctrine," unquote. God warns believers against following after false doctrine. In Hebrews chapter 13, the author of that epistle instructed believers to, quote, "Be ye not carried about with diverse and strange doctrines." John, in his second epistle, warned his readers that, quote, "Whosoever transgresseth and abideth not in the doctrine of Christ hath not God," unquote. In addition, God chastises Christians who actively disobey him. Now, chastisement is not punishment. God does not punish Christians. God punishes unbelievers. Paul pointed out the distinction in 1 Corinthians chapter 11, telling the Corinthian Christians, quote, "When we are judged, we are chastened of the Lord, that we should not be condemned with the world," unquote. God disciplines his children for their own benefit. In the 12th chapter of Hebrews, the writer stated that such a course of action, quote, "yieldeth the peaceable fruit of righteousness unto them which are exercised thereby," unquote. God, as a benevolent father, uses all three forms of discipline to keep his followers from going astray. God disciplines his children. This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio Bible program.
You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.